This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, seriously. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. You know, many of you, you get a piece of information off that interweb thing. Right? And you think it's gospel truth? Look at, I just heard tonight. I haven't looked at the whole story yet. But apparently, YouTube CEO wins a major award. You'll never believe why, right? It's for fairness and openness. This is why you can't believe this stuff. No kidding. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I say, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. The Joe Biden, I hope you're happy. I mean, for some of you who actually voted, I can't even believe I'm saying this. Some of you that actually voted for him. You know, his Department of Agriculture people, if I won't say it's a warning, it's a suggestion for the moment. But to help combat, you know, everything's going to be about climate change now, right? You know that already. But to help combat climate change, you must cut 90% of red meat from your diet. Right? With and they're saying a max of 4 pounds per year should be more than enough, which equates to be one burger per month. Well, what if you're an Italian like me and you want meatballs? What happens? I can't have what. I mean, you know, hamburger and meatballs. So I could have two meatballs a month? Is that how that works? But this is not nanny state at all. No, no, no. This is not them telling us how to live. Remember I told you. It was going to get to the point where it was going to be what you could eat, how you could eat, where you could eat, why you could eat. I told you that. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Give it some thought. Think it through. Look at what these people are selling you. And you hire these people, not, you know, I mean the generic you. Some of you had nothing to do with it. I get it. But, you know, how serious can we take it when you got YouTube winning awards? I just find this fascinating. Totally fascinating. A friend of the show, a good friend of mine, I'm debating whether to play the piece now or in a bit. Yeah, I'm going to play it later on in this hour. But it is a perfect example where you have to find the people that are willing to get up, stand up, and get in front of the crowd, get in front of the right crowd, get in front of the school boards and the water boards and the city councils, and let your voice be heard for real. You will slow them down. You will make a difference. I guarantee it. As a school board member myself, the worst thing we can see is a bunch of you up in front of us, mad, yelling. Doesn't work out well for me. Well, it doesn't for me, anyhow. 21 black leaders denounced the left's lies about the Georgia election law, and they are lies. there's really, in that election law, other than codifying it and writing, there's not much that has changed at all. Many states already have voter ID laws, and they have no trouble with voter suppression. The 21 civil rights leaders and prominent black conservatives defended Georgia's new election law. They sent the letter to the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, who won't care. They'll just flush it anyhow. It's become clear that even well-intentioned critics of the law simply have no idea what the law is. Now, these are black leaders. These aren't white leaders. Yes, I know what they'll be called. It's clear they have no idea how favorably Georgia's new law compares with the other states, including President Biden's home state of Delaware. It's clear they have no idea that a majority of black voters across the country support the key provision under attack by critics, simply requiring voters to be able to identify themselves. It's a true statement. The last number I saw was 83% of the black community had no problem with voter ID laws. Now, let's be clear, it depends on whose survey you're looking at and how they ask the question. Are you for or against the suppression of voters in the African-American community by requiring them to have an ID? Think about that. How do you answer that question? But when you ask it in plain, simple English, the black community is very much in favor of voter ID, very much in favor of police departments and more police on the streets. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing called Jim Crow in 2021, the latest assault on the right to vote. Now, Stacey Abrams, a Democrat who lost the governor race, well, it depends on who you ask there, too. If you ask her, she won it. It was stolen from her. She's scheduled to testify against the new law. Of course she is. Want to keep up with, you know, and again, if you think about, she said 52,000 votes were stolen. Well, how could they be stolen? I thought they were like, so they got everything together and figured out. How could that possibly happen? So when we say we think 20,000 votes were stolen, they say we're crazy, it was secure. When they have mail-in ballots that can't be checked, signatures can't be checked, how is that more secure? Joe Biden, who once represented Delaware in the U.S. Senate for 36 years, he was there. What did he get done? You would be correct. Nothing. Joe Biden, your host, listen to Real Estate. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Because ultimately, it's what you want to be. You want to be part of the solution, right? You want to make sure that the information that you have, the information you're putting out there, the information that you're dealing with is true and correct. So I'm going to have a lot of fun tonight, because I'm going to deal with every one of the issues that people are afraid to talk about, afraid to bring out in public, because you know you might be labeled a whatever, and I don't even care what I'm labeled anymore. You know, seriously. Let's try this one out of Portland. Is it DeMarcus? Let me see if I get this right. Is it DeMarcus?
Yeah, it's DeMarcus. How you doing, my boy?
Good. How you doing, DeMarcus? Thank you for calling.
I'm doing all right. So, just before we proceed, you would say you're Republican yourself, correct?
I would say yes. Probably not a mainstream Republican, but yes.
Yeah, I would actually consider myself more of a mainstream Republican. You know what I'm saying? But we kind of got the same ideas from me. You know what I'm saying? More of that, a little bit closer to Donald Trump. Not exactly there. More so, you know what I'm saying? We're like outside Donald Trump's, the Trump Towers, but we're not really inside there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
More likely on Black Lives Matter Ave outside of, you know what I'm saying, the Trump Towers, but we're not really on the Ave either. We're just kind of on the sidewalk. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. So you kind of a Trump. You agree with some of the things that he was trying to do. And do you think the black community was better off under Trump than they were under either Obama or Joe Biden?
I would say I'm not gonna lie. I think that Donald Trump, like, I think he's cooling or whatever, but I also don't think he would let me into the Trump Towers if I asked him. You know what I'm saying?
Really? You believe that? You do know that some of the most important positions in his organization were held by black Americans.
No, let me be clear. I definitely agree with Trump. Trump, honestly, almost like his number one policy, I would say, with me is building that wall in Mexico, and I would say the number two policy will be Border Patrol in Mexico.
Interesting. Okay. So how do you find?
We have a Mexican problem.
We have a border problem for sure, no question about it. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to stick it on any one group. Yeah, and you as a you are you a registered Republican?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote or whatever.
Right, and so I guess my question towards you was, a lot of my black friends will say they went looking for the party never went looking for them. Do you feel like the party doesn't care about you, or you had to kind of force your way in?
No, you know what I'm saying? The party, damn, always down the party. You know what I'm saying? I came to party. I drink Bacardi. I ain't come here to hurt nobody.
Right. Right, but I guess what I'm saying is you had to seek them out. They didn't come to you, or they didn't come to your community and say, you know, this is what we stand for. We'd like you to join us.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. So, like, on YouTube, Donald Trump, like, he kind of, you know, Greta Thunberg or whatever. He made like a joke about Greta Thunberg, and I was like, that's kind of what I understood. You know what I'm saying? I like this guy.
You liked what about her?
Nah, Trump. I'm saying I like how he kind of you know what I'm saying? He speaks his mind.
Yeah, he calls it out the way he sees it. You don't have to guess at what he's saying. You definitely don't have to guess at what he's saying, do you?
Nah, never. I would say, like, out of my experience, like, growing up, you know what I'm saying, from first to probably seventh, eighth, possibly ninth grade, I would say growing up, it was a lot less of that, a lot less Donald Trump's, and it was a lot more, well, how do you put it, or a lot more Donald Trump's and a lot less, let's say, Hillary Clinton's.
Right. Well, I think in the years gone by, it seemed to be it was okay to really talk about the real issues, you know? Yeah. Hey, DeMarcus, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time with me.
All right, my man.
Yeah. Have a good night. So, I'm your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. And, look, again, I look at every one of these. Joe Biden, I don't think he ever had the ability. But he had the opportunity here, truly, to unify. He was going to unify everybody. There were a lot of Democrats, there's a lot of people in the black and Hispanic and Asian community that voted for Joe, thinking there was going to be some kumbaya moment. But the thing that makes me sad is how many people actually listened to mainstream media and believed, and now we're finding out how many lies there were, believed all those things they said about Trump, that mainstream media said. And now you're even seeing mainstream media walk back a lot of these issues. And I mean, not a couple, I mean a lot of them. And why we can't get the truth out of these people, is it because they've never had it in them to begin with? What's the reason behind it? You know, let me see, do I have enough time to pull this off? No, I don't. I'm going to wait till the next segment. But something is simple. I don't know why we waste our time having hearings on Capitol Hill. I mean that sincerely. They're not going to answer your questions anyhow. They're not going to answer them in reality. And when they talk about what's going on, the clip we're going to play after the break is one of my favorite people, Senator Kennedy out of Louisiana. He's questioning the Democrats' climate change spending and what did it actually do. And he can't get an answer. It's the same thing in the education world. You've heard me say it over and over and over again. The Democrats control, you know, the Los Angeles School District, San Francisco School District. I go down the whole list, Chicago, New York, or what have you. Every major school district that is failing is run by Democrats. Every major, and those inner cities, who takes the brunt of the pain? The black and Hispanic community, but ultimately the black community takes the biggest brunt of the aggravation. Seriously. When they fail to teach your children, they don't work harder at it. They don't look at the teachers in the curriculum. They throw more money at it and then lower the tests. How does that help anybody? How does that help, you know, black, white, whatever? How does that help? It doesn't. I talked to you guys jokingly then about an exit exam in 1875. I gave it to a couple of teacher friends of mine who said they couldn't pass it. Not that they're stupid. Not that we're stupid. Or we've not been taught anymore. Now they're just trying to get you out of class, get you out of school so they don't lose their federal money. And so you'll feel better about yourself. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mussini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with TripAmigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call TripAmigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call TripAmigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the 11-day pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine can now be lifted. This coming after a CDC panel earlier said the benefits outweigh the risks after several women developed blood clots and 3 of them died.
That said, FDA will add more details to the healthcare provider and patient fact sheet, including information about the risk that events have occurred in a very small number of people who have received the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine.
The FDA says the Johnson & Johnson vaccines can resume immediately. The CDC has also recommended that pregnant women are safe to get a COVID vaccine. They said a new study found no safety concerns with Moderna and Pfizer vaccines if given during the third trimester. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, part of the fix, really, right? Be part of the solution, which means you must be part of the fix. There's no way around it. And as I said, with everything going around, with every attack that's coming on us, and they're all color attacks, none of them are rooted or based in reality. They're based on what people think that you want to hear and make them feel better. So John Kennedy, or whatever, I can't even think of his name. I think it's John or Jack Kennedy, a senator out of Louisiana. He was questioning Democrats on the climate change spending, you know, the dollars that they're putting out there. And he wanted to know, you know, what kind of change would this actually make? This is a continuation of what Obama did when he was president. Without any answers or reality in science. None. Zippo. Niente. I can't even say a little. It's none. Take a listen. Maybe. You know this never works for me the first time, right? Let's see. There you go. Yeah, like I said, never works the first time. Let's see. There you go.
The purpose of it. I think when we look at the climate...
How about we start it from the beginning?
How much is it going to lower world temperatures?
Well, I think there's a focus on the American Jobs Plan and the president's climate goals.
Yes, but how much is it going to lower world temperatures? That's the purpose of it.
I think when we look at the climate summit and the target...
And a big purpose of the infrastructure bill is to lower world temperatures. I mean, that's what... Global warming, climate change is. So my question is simple. What does your modeling show? How much will this lower world temperatures?
A real simple one. What does your modeling show? Right? I mean, you must have done some modeling. You must have done something so you can come up with the number that you need to come up with to nail the American taxpayer for to have cleaner air. Did you not? Just ask it.
I think the science shows that we collectively have to pursue a target to lower...
I understand the target, but what I'm trying... I'm sorry to interrupt, but...
Sure.
I understand the target. The target is 1 degree centigrade. I get that part. How much will this bill lower world temperatures?
I think the answer to that is dependent upon...
The look on this guy's face is... priceless. Every time the question is asked, he's got this look like, how am I going to duck this one? How am I going to get around this one? I don't have the answer for this one. Just say it, dude. Don't you know who you're talking to?
in concert with how much this bill plus other actions outside of the bill.
In terms of how much this bill will lower world temperatures or slow the progression of CO2 emissions.
I don't think the modeling speaks specifically to what this bill in isolation will do. I think the modeling shows the targets that we have to...
Here's the word. What this bill in isolation will do. What the heck does that mean? Seriously.
Look forward to. And so, in addition to this bill, for instance, there are statutory authorities and other powers...
But why are we doing this? If we don't understand, haven't done modeling to show how much it's going to lower world temperature or lower the progression of CO2 emissions and methane.
I think, Senator, we're doing this because the jobs plan proves that we're doing more than just focusing on climate, on technology.
I give up.
What does the jobs plan have to do with the climate change spending? Seriously.
All that, Mr. Administrator, I'm not trying to just pick on you, but this is what Deputy Foreign Minister Li Zhongxing said last week in China on April 16th. Quote, some countries are asking China to do more on climate change. I'm afraid this is not realistic. So China produces about a third of the world's, really about 28% to be fair, of the world's CO2, okay? They're not going to participate, and we're going to spend $2.3 trillion. A lot of it is climate change. Surely you can give us an estimate of how much it's going to slow the progression of CO2.
That this job bill.
I understand. You don't have a figure, do you, Mr. Administrator?
A figure of?
How much this is going to lower world temperature or reduce the progression of CO2 in the United States.
I don't have a figure in front of me that
you don't have
identifies
it,
how much... In isolation, this bill lowers the world temperature.
Now notice what he keeps talking about. Keeps talking about this bill in isolation. But what he really saying there, and if you hear the whole thing, it's long, it's 9 minutes or so. But if you hear the whole thing and everything he's talking about, what he means by that, he doesn't mean America alone. He doesn't mean the U.S. alone. What he's saying basically is, if we only implement this one bill, we have other bills that we need to bring forward. We have other bills that we need to work with to have this make a bigger difference. And still, I will not have a number for you. That's exactly, it's exactly what's going on. They don't have the number. It sounds good. Right? We want to fix the climate. It sounds good. Unreal. Anyhow, Andrew from Washington wants to talk about the school districts in America. Andrew, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, Joe, how are you doing?
Very good, sir.
Yeah, I just have a little bit of a disagreement on the fact that inner city or even like in-city schools are somehow worse off. I think there are certain metrics where, of course, they are, and there's more overcrowding. There's a lot of kids that... get left behind in those situations because there's just so many people. But, you know, I don't want to dwell on my own personal observations of it too much. But, like, here in Seattle, we have a great inner-city school district that gives many people in our city an opportunity to go to really great colleges and to continue their education. Do you disagree that happens in a lot of places all over the country?
All right, so I will apologize for painting with such a broad brush, but when you look at truly look at some of the biggest school districts across the country, again, I say Los Angeles or what have you, they are doing a poor job, and they're getting paid some of the highest salaries in the country. To your point, you're right. They have bigger challenges where the ESL learners that come in and kids that come in from different countries, and I'm not putting that down, but they get them in there. But you know what, Andrew? They also get more money for that. They get more help. They get more supplies for all of that. So why aren't they doing a better job?
Well, I think there are a lot of things, and I think some of it comes from, so if you're dealing with more immigration, you're dealing with more people that are coming in from other countries, then you're dealing with certain different material conditions that affect both the at home and in-school responsibilities of the student.
When I was a kid, Andrew, I don't know if you've ever heard me talk about this. I grew up in Boston. I grew up in the north end of Boston in the 70s.
Mm.
And kids came in on a regular basis, and I jokingly said they just came off the boat on Saturday. They were in school on Sunday, for all intents and purposes. A lot of those people came here for a better life, for better education, right? Kids didn't speak three words of English. So what the nuns would do and the teachers would do is they'd buddy them up with the kids that did speak English. So what would happen is these kids would learn English, or at least, you know, conversational English. They would be able to study. We'd work with them with their homework and their books. And these kids were getting along and doing well in a relatively short period of time. For some reason, we have totally abandoned this. We've gone to two-teacher classrooms. We've gone to, you know, putting together literature or putting together lessons in several languages. Why not help them learn? Why not help them acclimate? Not lose their culture, but acclimate. Wouldn't that be so much better for them overall?
Well, let me tell you, I totally agree with that. And I think some of what we're missing is that ability to come together and to see both sides of this issue. And I think that one of the problems is there's so much like spite and negativity against some of these public schools in these big areas, and a lot of them aren't doing a good job, certainly. But what we need to have some unity in these areas is to observe both sides of these arguments and to come to like just a better common ground.
Well, both sides, allow parents to get involved. Allow the community to get involved, and then I'm on board with you. But if it's all one-sided from the teachers in the union, I'm not so much on board. Hey, Andrew, thanks for the call.
Well,
thanks for listening. Appreciate your time, man.
Hey, thank you, Joe.
Yep. Joe Mazzini, your host, is in Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Too. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and I do mean that. Listen, some of you had asked, sent me an emails on, and I'll put it up on the website. I'm just very slow with this kind of stuff. I'll do the best I can. But, you know, really, seriously, those cards that I was telling you about the other day, right, that say they're, you can find them at maskexemption.cards. Maskexemption.cards. Dot cards, okay? And if you use Joe, the promo code Joe on your way out, you'll get a 15% discount. And I don't get any money for these. I'm not asking you to go there to buy them so I can make a few bucks on them. Okay? I don't get any money for these. But they, some of you who truly have issues with breathing when you have the mask on, I'm one of those guys. I wear it for 90 minutes in a meeting, and I start to have headaches. I'm not willing to hurt myself over it. But you head over there, they have the mask cards, which would state in plain and simple English, in a legal way, in a card that you wear around your neck when you go into the stores or other places, where they can't deny you. They can't deny the fact that the law says they can't ask you why you can't wear a mask. And it says specifically on that you have a medical condition that keeps you from wearing the mask, and you can't ask me. And I'm telling you, I haven't had anybody tell me it hasn't worked yet. I'd love to know if they don't. But I've had a few people let me know through email and other ways it works. So if you really want to help yourself, head over there, promo code Joe. That's maskexemption.cards. All right. Talking about the 21 black leaders that denounced the left's lies about the Georgia election law. And really, you know, it's like everything else. Why does the left always go to the nth degree on this stuff? Why is it that they have to talk about Hitler and the SS? Hitler ordered oversaw and worked at the annihilation of the Jewish community, killed millions of Jews. How do you dare call Trump that? And I'm not because I'm sticking up for Trump. I'm sticking up for the Jewish community. There's a big difference. How do you slight, belittle what really truly happened, the atrocity of what happened to the Jews, by calling Donald Trump Hitler? And Republicans SS. You don't realize that the media, it's just like what you've done with the word racism. You've made it of no effect. You use it for everything. And then now we're slipping into the Jim Crow. You have allowed education to do stupid stuff. Like, now they're not going to, they're taking the name of a school that was named after a certain kind of tree. The tree happens to have some kind of connection to lynchings in the South, which is what I'm sure the people of Northern California had in mind when they named that school. Right? I'm tired of hearing about the ignorance. No, it's the name of a tree. You want to go down that road, then every one of those trees has to be ripped out of the country. This is how asinine you're getting. Enough. Now, I can scream all I want to about Jim Crow laws. But, I mean, as Zoe always tells me to do, which is the truth, who instituted Jim Crow laws? Who brought it about? Who pushed it? The Democrat Party. So if you're a Democrat, don't you dare call me or email me and tell me about this, because you guys started it. You keep pushing it. You keep boiling it up and bringing it back. There's nothing Jim Crow as these 21 and hundreds of other black community members will tell you about the Georgia laws. Absolutely nothing. There is no, I mean, a lot of these laws were already in effect. A lot of these processes were already in effect in Georgia. As I said earlier, what they're doing is they're cranking them down to make sure that the laws are clear cut. And factually, the term Jim Crow laws refer to state and local laws of the segregated South that existed from after the Civil War. I mean, I want you to think about something. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of white folk gave up their lives so blacks could be free, so they could have the freedom to do what the white guys were doing here in this country. And after that was fought, after their freedom was gained, who tried to lock them down again? The Democrats. The Democrats didn't want it from the beginning. Then you had the Civil War, where the blacks got their freedom. And then the Democrats wanted to lock them up again. And yet Joe Biden, and many of you uneducated people, went down the road of believing. When Joe Biden said, they want you all back in chains again, he wasn't talking about us. He was talking about his party. They want you back in chains. Those chains, those links come in the form of welfare, right? They come in the form of locking you into their education systems. They come in the form of locking you into their Medicare or medical systems. Donald Trump truly believed in equality for all, or equity for all, giving everybody a chance to succeed. And in some areas where he saw the Depression, giving a leg up, not giving you a handout, but giving you a leg up to get your businesses started, get your homes rebuilt, get whatever. You don't see that happening under Democrat rule. It just doesn't happen anywhere. The Georgia law requires voters to present identification and submitting absentee ballots, such as a driver's license. It codifies the ballot drop boxes. It expands weekend voting. I mean, it actually added time, didn't take it away. Now, though it reduced the number of days for early voting from 19 to 17, right, and it gave them an earlier deadline to mail an absentee ballot, the ballot should be received by the day of the election. You shouldn't have a week after the election. You shouldn't be sitting there Tuesday morning going, oh, I forgot to mail my ballot in. If it is that important to you, if you're so worried about your freedom as a black or a Hispanic or whatever person, and you forget to bring your ballot in, I guess it wasn't that important to you, right? It's just amazing. Signatures from Georgia include Reverend Alveda King, niece of Reverend Martin Luther King. We've had her on the show. Michael Lancaster, director of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Vernon Jones, who, like King, is a former Georgia state representative. Also among the 21 signers is Heritage Foundation President Kay James. She grew up in the middle of segregation. You know, it's funny, on this show, I have had emails written to me. I've had people get on my case because I'm not a black man, or I'm not a black person, so I shouldn't be discussing black issues, which is just stupid. Sorry. Human issues are human issues, no matter what color you are. Can I ever know truly the black plight? Of course I can't. But I can know what it was like, or what it's like, to have people look down on you. I do know what it's like. I've had it happen. I've had it happen in the education world because I don't have one to speak of. I didn't graduate with high honors from high school, and I didn't go on to college. But everybody around me has a piece of paper to tell them how smart they are. I've seen some pretty well-educated people not only just do, but continue to do some pretty stupid stuff. They've tried to brush with the brush of racism people whose only sin is the desire confidence in our election systems, these leaders wrote. Their letter takes exception to mischaracterization of the Georgia law, which they call a proper and honest step in reforming the election process. You know, the majority of Americans want the election process reformed, and not to make it easier to vote without a checkpoint. Yes, to make it open and easy for more people to vote. Yes. To compare today's policy differences with the literal life and death struggle of previous generations is to diminish those heroes. I just said that about the Jews. Those people who really had a struggle, to sacrifice, and an enormous accomplishment. Right? It is past time for today's generation to come together in an honest, civil, and straightforward way to protect these values. The younger folks, I'm not talking about the 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. The younger blacks and Hispanics, mid to late 20s, 30s, and even up into the 40s, are seeing, do see, what the left is doing. Right? They don't see a problem with this. Many of them that were interviewed in the streets in and around Georgia, the colleges, what have you, very few of them, and they were usually, what was funny is, most of those people that were interviewed, the young white folks are the ones that kept saying, shows you how indoctrinated they've been, are saying that it was racist to require an ID because black folks can't figure out what a DMV is. Black folks can't figure out what the city hall is to get an ID. Black folks don't know how to go vote someplace. Do they see, do they hear themselves? Do they hear what they're saying? You're just too dumb to figure out how to live life. Look, let me tell you what. I have a lot of black friends. I don't know any of them that just can't figure out how to live life. Not a one. And when I was a kid in Boston, I had a lot of black friends there too. Kids in poor neighborhoods that are doing pretty darn well for themselves today. Because they decided they weren't going to stay there. They weren't going to stay in that lifestyle. They weren't going to stay in that life. Remember, Jim Crow laws didn't require you that you had an ID. It required a poll tax and a test, but only for black voters. One of the dumbest ones was requiring them to guess how many jelly beans were in a jelly bean jar on the desk. Those days are over. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. We're going to talk a little bit about Obama coming up in the next hour. We'll be back.